Blog Talk Radio.
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race, rise for justice. The day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e. Well, aloha, everybody. It's KP here, and we are live on the air for a little while. And all I can say is there's a lot of energies going on. And I kind of put the energies of liberation and unification in the title, not knowing exactly what I'd be talking about. But I can tell you that there's a variety of energies playing out right now too. I think there's so much that's going on, and I'm going to look at my notes here that I made a couple notes beforehand. So let me first of all, I'm going to take a short sip of tea here. Oh, that's delicious. That's anise tea, and a little bit of clove in it, and a little bit of cardamom tonight, and a little bit of cinnamon. I said, oh, God, just amazing. So I'm not really here to talk about teas. I'm just kind of, you know, I've been going through this whole day, and a lot of great things have happened. Well, okay, let me put it this way. There's a lot of things that are going on for the benefit of humanity. And the energies, you know, when I talk about this, it's kind of like, well, I go through day to day and kind of feel certain things, and I kind of, you know, listen to the inner voice and just kind of go one day at a time. And the inner voice is always telling me, it will tell me what to post. And it's like, that's one thing that's very important to me is, you know, listening to the inner voice. So, you know, I go through the day and I'm kind of looking at what's going on and just kind of enjoying the, viewing what is happening. But it was very clear to me that it was time to, really take a moment and, just kind of maybe help, I won't say update everyone, but maybe just say update what's going on within myself, to myself. You know, I never really know how these are reaching people and how much people are listening to them, even though I have some indication on Blog Talk Radio. They've changed their way of posting views or listens, and I don't really always know exactly what's happening with that. But that's not why I'm here. I'm not here for the number of views. I'm not here for, you know, whether anybody listens to this thing or not. It doesn't matter. It's something that it's like a way of expressing, you know, this is a way of expressing. And for me, it's very important to express what's going on within me. Because I know a lot of times people resonate with that. That can take a variety of forms, and I'm not going to really talk about that. But like I said, the energies of the moment that I'm feeling are I just was feeling it really strongly just a few minutes ago, or just like maybe 30 minutes ago. And then I thought I'd make some tea and doing a couple other things. And I kind of had a little bit of scrape on my foot. And I said, oh, crap. And so sometimes when that happens, I said, I just will let go and do something to it. I have a sore spot on my foot. So I just got a piece of duct tape and I said, well, let me just put some duct tape on it, on that sore spot. temporary resource bot, and that'll do it. So, and it all kind of, I like to think it all ties into this, what the topic had come up was the energies of liberation and unification. And definitely that is what I think a lot of people are feeling, that but there's all these things, though, that are going on at the same time. Now, this one thing I note, that it, this definitely appears, you know, applies to both the what we're seeing externally, and it also appears internally. The internal is, you know, the way liberation happens a lot of times is, first of all, to become aware of what, you know, what we have to be liberated from. And sometimes part that needs to be liberated is really, it's like, might be an emotional thing. It might be an old reaction. Like my reaction to the sore spot wasn't exactly something I'd put on the, want to put on the air, but I didn't scream and yell about it. I just kind of said, oh crap, and went on, you know, and put the duct tape on the sore spot, and that's it. And it feels fine right now. So, but it definitely appear, you know, liberation and unification. And, you know, those two words came up for a reason. You know, because once you, I suppose you could add awareness, you know, awareness and of awareness of what needs to be released, then liberation from that by releasing, letting go of that, by saying, look, it's okay that this happens. It's okay you've had this old former reaction. You know, I ask the universe for assistance in clearing that from my inner consciousness, the inner consciousness. And then there's, and then after this liberation starts to happen, you know, there's like this different parts of ourselves which may have been felt separated. And what I went through right now could have been, for some, for example, suppose it was something that was from my younger days or from my, you know, say teenage years when I didn't always blow up at things, but if something happened, you know, sometimes I would get upset with something. Well, that is a teenage reaction. It's like the injured teenager. And so part of it for me is whether it might be an old, a reaction from an old place in, inside, it can be a time when, you know, you get this awareness of something I haven't released yet. Oh, I haven't released that. And I haven't done this part. I need a little, there's a little more work needs to be done there. And as I've gone through my own few years on this planet, there's a lot of times when I would look back, you know, I have worked the 12-step program at one point in my life, and at points in my life, I would do the kind of an inner inventory and really look at what was injured, what was injured in my past being. And, you know, I'd found different places, parts were from a real early age, you know, maybe parts were from like being in like sort of the elementary school age, and there are parts, of course, from the teenage years and the college years and then after the college years. But most of it was from early on in life. And so a lot of these things that come up with the help of the 12-step program and doing an inventory and going through the process of releasing, admitting and releasing and allowing, in other words, allowing the universe, allowing God, whatever you want to call it, to remove these things from my inner being, from my consciousness. You know, the freedom started to happen. And I have found that, I think many people find that once these things are liberated, you know, you liberate the, you release perhaps what you were feeling is injuries, you know, from your early years, from your whatever you want to call them, teenage years, and then from your other years that may come up, have come up. As those get released, as those get released and healed, it's like the whole being can then unify. And one of the things that I do a lot is whenever kind of I'm out, and usually I'm walking, if I walk by myself, I do a lot of walks during the day, or whether I'm in the ocean or whatever, there are just times when I allow the hurts of the earlier years have been healed. And so in my mind, a lot of times I will just be that younger person within, say the 5-year-old that wants to just go run and skip and play, or the, you know, maybe the teenage style guy or person who wants to go and just explore new things and be out there and really be, oh, just having a great time and just all this exploration and discovery. And, you know, those younger beings, I call them younger beings, they're all a part of me. They're still a part of me, and I still allow them to come out and play, not in every situation, but I allow them to come out and play. My teenager still loves to throw things. Even though I injured my left shoulder, I now learn to throw with my right hand, my right arm, and I'm having a ball with it. I'm just enjoying it. So we go through these things, and to me, I had a kind of a psychological group at one point during my recovery process, and it was like, you know, they were talking about letting their little kids out, their little teenagers out, their little beings out, liberating those, you know, liberating the younger, you know, the young parts of it. And it's very healing to just allow those little, to me, it's very healing to just let those beings come out and just let them play. So that might not be for everybody, but it's definitely for me. And I have not, you know, and that's the thing about it. You know, that's one reason, you know, going through the process that, you know, most I have learned to, I won't say I've learned, but I love to go places. I love to go new places. I love to explore new. I mean, that's why I love to drive. I love to go to a new place, and I just love to drive somewhere. And sometimes I have a general direction where I'm going to drive, but then it's like I'll follow the guidance. And during 2013, when I took the Turtle Island journey, I drove all over Turtle Island just following guidance. And so when I'm doing work that's sort of situated in one place, like I am now, it's great, but I really often come up with times when I just want to get out and just explore and just go places I've perhaps never been before. So that's another reason I know, I'm sure quite a few others are like this, but they, you know, you just want, you feel drawn to a place, you feel drawn to do something, and it's like that liberation of the spirit that, you know, it's really a liberation of the spirit that is, allows us to be, you know, to be who we are. And it's like, that's what we came here to be. So anyway, I'm kind of looking at some of these things as from the personal level, because, you know, the liberation and unification, to me, it was in order. I suppose you could say it comes in both ways, but the liberation comes from, you know, liberation from the old sort of allows a unification of the spirit in a new way. And to me, you know, being liberated from these hurt, let's say, younger parts of myself, hurt younger parts, like the hurt 5-year-old, the hurt 2-year-old, the hurt 10-year-old, the hurt whatever-year-old, It's like allowing those, you know, exposing, admitting that these things happened, and perhaps getting help with finding out these things, but allowing these things to be, you know, to discover these things, and then allowing them to be healed, allowing the hurt to be removed. And then this youthful spirit, the true youthful spirit, you know, there's no reason you can't still live from your liberated 2-year-old or your liberated 5-year-old or your liberated 10-year-old or your liberated 16-year-old, whatever it is. And it's kind of like these liberated beings within. They are liberated. It's almost like now, I'm just going to give my own example, that it's like a unified being rather than a bunch of hurt little beings that never got healed. And it's just a bunch of little kids at all. And of course, the great thing is projection. You know, the little children want to blame somebody else, or, you know, the teenager wants to blame somebody else for their problems. And you see this happen with a lot of people. They want to blame somebody else. Well, that's projection. You're blaming what is within you that wants to be healed. So anyway, this is what's going on right now. So the different parts, and this is so the different parts of the individual being are being healed, are being exposed. You know, there's, you're being made aware of it. There's exposure, there's liberation, and then there's unification. Now, to me, I'm seeing the same thing happening on the planet. And to me, you know, the same process is going on this planet. And that's the way I view it. In spite of a lot of, you know, Joel just say, well, this is crazy. That's crazy. Well, you know, that's just all the stuff that's happening is happening also now. It's happening individually. What's happening individually is happening on the planet. I look at different countries that are coming to understand that, you know, that they have the freedom to choose their path. And, you know, see different countries now, like in France. I mean, there's the big yellow vest deal. You know, even starting a couple of years ago, the people of Britain voted to exit the European Union. Of course, that's Brexit. And, you know, that's a process. That's still a process that's going on. But, you know, these things are, this process of liberation is definitely happening. And it's also happening, of course, here in the United States. I would say many people don't believe it's happening. I'm sure there's quite a few people who don't. But, you know, remember, the first thing is, you know, the first thing is awareness. You know, you get awareness, and then you can get the liberation, and then you can get the unification. So I'm kind of maybe simplifying that a little bit. But the first thing is a lot of folks are becoming aware of big problems that have been involved, a lot of corruption and a lot of systematic corruption that's been going on within the United States over many, many, many years. But the thing that's happened too now is that they're realizing that people are realizing how much they've been brainwashed and how much the mainstream media and other places, education systems and so forth, have been imprisoning our minds because we've allowed them to imprison our minds. Now people are waking up, and so many more people are waking up that there's no more, you know, people are waking up in such numbers that this they're waking up to what's really been going on. And that, to me, that's another reason why Q is so valuable, to me at least. It's like I never really looked at a lot of these things, and then I didn't realize that certain organizations have been used in sort of nefarious ways to try and keep something going. Political parties being funded by these supposedly charitable organizations, charitable organizations that are not really charitable. And, you know, people might not like certain parts of this, but, you know, the Clinton Foundation appears to be a wonderful example of a charitable foundation that didn't really provide any charity. Hardly anything went to charity. And of course, that can happen with a lot of different groups, Red Cross and, you know, some of these other places. I'm not going to name specific things, but, you know, people are waking up to these things. That, to me, is a great awakening. You know, it's a great awakening. You become aware of what's going on, and then you release, and then you become liberated from it. You say, I don't have to be a part of that again. Don't have to be a part of that system again anymore. And so anyway, I don't want to stick too close to what I wrote in their liberation and unification, but to me, it is kind of a process where, you know, become aware of things that are holding you back. It's like the baggage you've been carrying around your entire life. And then you release that and you liberate yourself from it. You allow yourself to be liberated from it. And then the being that you've come here to be is essentially can become unified. And it can become you might have different parts. Like I have the intellectual part, I have the intelligence part, I have the brain part that can figure things out. I have the emotional part that most of the time is I'll say on a higher level, but sometimes it runs into a snag. But there's all these different parts. In my case, the 10-year-old, the teenage part, the college part, the one that just wants to go out and explore and do things like that. And there's all these parts that can come together and become a unity. So, you know, it's a process. It's not just a single step, but it's an ongoing process. And that's the way it's always going to be. But we are in the middle of something that's going on right now. And I really know that the Q has come out as a part of it. To me, the Q is a part of it. It's really a spiritual, it's an assisting people in, you know, Q is assisting in like a spiritual, an inner awakening. And it's like an inner awakening to some of the things that have been going on the planet. And it's always asking questions. And they say, I think there's some things that say, well, we have to do this because it's like we have to obey, we have to follow certain national security laws. So we can't just release everything. But if we ask questions, you know, we can ask questions, then people begin to research these things. So that's kind of an awakening. It's like people are doing their own individual research. And if you're not, if you're watching mainstream media and you're doing that sort of thing, well, good luck with that. But if you still want to stay and take the blue pill and stay tied to those outlets, fully tied to those outlets as your only source of information, you're going to be greatly disappointed. But those who have come around and now started doing their own investigations, or some are really deep investigations, but there's a lot of people who are doing this individually, and there's so many people who have started blogs and you know, video channels and on all these different deals in the past few years that they're all doing the research. They become the research channels, the media channels for they have become the media channels for everybody. So, you know, again, Q is, you know, it's like Q is encouraging research, you know, individual research. And so it's very important that, you know, this is happening. And that's part of the value of Q. So one of the things I did want to point out, and I just happened to put this in already. I noticed I usually have posted, I guess with the Q post, what do I do in there? I usually post, let's see, what did I do in the last one? I post at the end of it. I usually put, here it is. I usually put the first one, primary Q site used, the one that's, it's got quintmipkitskeybase.pub, and then secondary site used Q, there's qanon.pub, and then the last one I have listed is qmap.pub. Pardon me. And I just noticed today that a lot of times when you use the, when you view the Keybase link, it doesn't show all the images that are in the original reference. And I don't know the details about this, but then I was checking one link that was just like, I think it was test 5. I'm not sure which Q post it was, but it was test 5, and there are actually some images in there. I didn't see anything, and then I think I saw Jordan Sather point out the images in that same post, and he was using qmap.pub. Now, qmap has sort of a lot of references on the left side. There's a lot of little icons on the left side that allow you to do more research, but it also showed that original, it's like a 7-8-digit number that it showed what those that was pointing to. And so it's kind of a thing where, you know, you have to eventually you just kind of learn these things as you go along. And that's one thing I noticed. I think it's a 7. Okay, it's a 7. It's a 7 digit number. So so anyway, that's something I wanted to point out, and I may do a separate post about that sometime, but it definitely was sort of a, it did help me a lot to realize that, well, that one has a lot more display of images, you know, the initial images that were on the original post that was referenced. So, anything else? Well, I could go through some of the posts today, but I'm not going to do that. There are quite a few. I think, okay, I will make a note of, you know, the Dave Janda had a good one, as far as I was concerned. Good message, a helpful message. That was the first post today. Then there was Edge of Wonder with Part 5. That just came out, so I must have viewed it just after it came out. But that was, you know, that was one thing about the Edge of Wonder, and I was watching that, and then this Q post happened while David was talking about his 20-year life cycle that he noticed from his dream data, and that started at 3008. That started at 3008, but this one thing happened about when he was starting to talk about coming around that he was discussing something about that his life would be majorly changed and he would become a household name, or he would become very much in demand. Well, this happened and there was like big events would be coming. And so he talked about that, and it was like 34-44. So I've linked those in the blog post. And but at that same time, I heard a drop on my phone, which I get when I get a new Q post, and that Q post happened to be 2903, which talked about big, big, big happenings. So what it said was in 2903 was that the question was feeling like Anons, and Anon posted, feeling like Anons in the U.S. will be up late tonight following POTUS/Q in Vietnam. And then Q wrote, it's going to be historic, planned long ago. And then -21 in brackets in the box. Within the next 21 days, big, big, big happenings are going to take place. Those exactly might be, I don't know. And it could be that it'll be major exposures, major takedowns. It could just be major economic developments, you know, with Asian countries. Who knows? It's great not to speculate about all those things. And it's perfectly okay not to speculate about those things. There's no need to do that. But in any event, it's kind of a deal where you know, the synchronicity was so astounding to me that David's talking about this at 34:44, and then boom, 2903 mentioned big, big, big happening. So I will just say that I am already, if anything would go down, if power things would go down or something like that. I mean, we just had a couple power outages recently that were short term, maybe a couple hours one time, an hour another time. But it just kind of spurred me to get a few things that might be helpful. Like I got a long stick, butane lighter, one of those long ones, so I could actually easily light my candles instead of burning my fingers with one of those regular cigarette lighters. But in any event, I'm really not I don't buy into a lot of this. Oh, you got to spend thousands of dollars becoming prepared for a big event. It's not going to happen. I don't believe it's going to. I don't feel it's going to happen. That it's going to be in a way that just be prepared. Like David was saying, prepare for a couple weeks, and with all these different things, you know, you might, if you need fuel for something, if you need propane, or if you need something, like I got a little propane, small propane burner. I could heat water if I needed to. But there's a lot of things that you people can do. But bottom line is not to be afraid, not to fall into the fear thing, and just the whole deal is, in any community that I know of that I've ever been in, whether it's been in a small place or a large place, everyone has always taken care of each other. And that happened here. That's happened here. It's happened, you know, when I was in Minnesota. It happened when I was in Florida going to school there. Everyone will take care of everyone else. And, you know, there's not going to be this riots and things like that. It just ain't going to happen. Consciousness has changed so much that those things are not going to happen. So I just say be reasonable and just, you know, if you can use your mind and use your brain to figure out what you might need, just have fun with it. You know, have fun with the whole process. So that's what I've done. So I'll be in Walmart tomorrow getting a couple extra things. And, you know, I got to be sure kitty food and a couple other small things. So got to take care of Myra. In any event, all is well. And we will be on the next time I'm on. I don't know when that's going to be. But in any event, we will end this with a ala'e from Brada Is. Aloha.
what the land is she can give. Defend up her right to be free. Give our children liberty. Hail, hail, hail.